The United States continues to evacuate Americans, permanent U.S. residents, and Afghan nationals who helped the U.S. from Afghanistan. This following a chaotic withdrawal in August that left an unknown number of Americans in the country. According to a press release from the State Department released on Monday, the U.S., since August 31st, has relocated 479 American citizens and 450 permanent residents and their families. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution that warns about the security implications for climate change. Its envoy called it unacceptable for the government. 12 Security Council members voted to adopt the resolution Monday, while China abstained and India voted no. India's envoy asked what a resolution could achieve that the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change could not. In a rare occurrence, the text was co-sponsored by 113 countries from the UN membership, showing the majority's belief that the Council should consider the link between global warming and security issues. For the second time in a matter of days, food aid for starving Ethiopians has been stolen from the World Food Program in northern Ethiopia. The United Nations made that statement Monday. UN spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters, quote, on the evening of December 10th, a group of armed actors believed to be either from the Ethiopian National Defense Forces or an affiliated allied military force entered the Disaster Risk Management Committee compound in Kobolcha and took 18 WFP trucks by force. He went on, the armed individuals then used the trucks in several locations for their own purposes. He said 15 trucks have been returned, but three remain missing. The WFP has informed the federal government and local authorities in a town of Desi, whom the spokesman said are assisting in the recovery of the three trucks.